Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone here on the program, talking with Megan Hansen this morning. Megan is part of the Young Farmer Advisory Committee with Iowa Farm Bureau. She's the chair of that committee and also farms there in Pottawatomie County. We want to talk a little bit about the Young Farmer Conference that's being held here in January in Des Moines. Megan, how are you this morning?
I am good. I am excited to be chatting a little bit more about the conference as well here.
Very good. Hey, can you talk about your farm operation?
Yes. So like you said, Dan, my husband, we live in Avoca. We farm with our four kiddos. They keep us super busy. We have corn and soybeans, and we also have our precision ag business. That's Ag Decision Services, that we work with our local customers on fertilizer prescriptions and seeding recommendations, and also offer Pivot Bio.
Very good. Is this a family type thing, or are you guys off on your own?
We do work alongside both of our families as well.
Very good. So you grew up around all this?
Yes. So I grew up in Minden. Dan grew up in Kimbleton. So we are Southwest Iowa, born and bred, and yes, really enjoy raising our family in Avoca as well.
Yeah, you get the best of everything this way. Awesome.
Yes.
So was it always a given for both of you that you would end up on the farm?
Not necessarily. I think it was a long-term goal of ours when we first got married. We lived in central Iowa straight out of college, and then we moved back to Southwest Iowa 7 years ago. So it's kind of crazy to think we've been back this long, and we've really enjoyed just being close to family and able to raise our kids on a farm as well.
Excellent. Well, the Iowa Farm Bureau, as you well know, has the Young Farmer Conference coming up here in January. Did you participate in that when you were younger and starting out?
Yes. So Dan and I have attended the conference. Dan's actually attended longer than I have. I think I started attending about probably 2012. So definitely on the older end of the Young Farmer group, and that is okay as well. So we have a wide range, anyone from 18 to around 35 is welcome to attend. And like I said, we've attended every year for the last several years and have really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about the conference itself? What is it like? How is it structured? What kind of things are people going to enjoy?
Yes, absolutely. So we are going to start on Friday evening. It's January 27th with a supper and some network opportunities and a comedian for our supper entertainment. And then you'll have an opportunity then to network with farmers and ag young professionals and just individuals that are interested in agriculture that live within your area. So, you know, we're fortunate that we're in Southwest Iowa, so we'll probably be in a setting where you're going to be visiting with others that live in Southwest Iowa that are close to aging you, that you can talk about what's going on in your life and just make those connections. And then on Saturday, we will have, again, some general sessions, several workshops that you can choose to attend as well. And those topics are a variety of topics. Anything from really getting some maybe financial ideas for your operation or navigating the FSA programs all the way to maybe how to feed farmers in the field, or it's just different topics that are related to what is a hot topic in the ag industry at this time.
Probably no end to the opportunity to come up with different topics.
Absolutely, yeah. So our committee, like we said, we serve on the Young Farmer Advisory Committee. We do quite a bit of brainstorming. We did this back in the summer where we were just brainstorming different topics that we think would be applicable to young farmers. So it's a wide variety that we think will be just a great way to learn and get the year started off on a great start.
Wow. Well, this is coming up on the 27th and 28th of January at the Iowa Events Center in Des Moines. Is this kind of a back and forth? Is it an open dialogue event where folks have a chance to participate back and forth?
Yeah, there will be definitely opportunities to be back and forth, especially in some of the workshops that you attend. You know, the presenters can really open up some dialogue and have conversations there. We have plenty of time to socialize with the other young farmers, if it's snack breaks or evening socialization. And then the other thing that we have that is really kind of a back and forth, is our discussion meet, which it is a competition that then eventually the winner will attend the American Farm Bureau competition in the beginning of 2024. So we kick off that discussion meet, and it's the Saturday afternoon that you have the opportunity to have a discussion over a question that we give you. That it's a round table, almost like a committee meeting, that really helps you improve how to become a stronger communicator, especially around communicating what may or may not be going on our farming operations, and really sharing our story from a young farmer perspective.
Well, with all that's going on, and I see some numbers here too, telling me that there are several hundred young farmers that attend this each year, and you being on the advisory committee, you're probably getting a lot of feedback as this goes on, things that you can use for ideas for the following year.
Yes, absolutely. So that is something that we look at, you know, what's going on in the industry specifically, what our members are requesting to learn more about. And then just as a committee, you know, we're in our communities, we're talking to young farmers and peers and just really have some ideas as to what's going on. So we're excited to have a great conference. And then if you're interested, you can actually just reach out to your own County Farm Bureau office and register. Our deadline is January 13th.
Okay, still plenty of time to get registered. Now, this is a members event, right?
Yes, it is designed specifically for Farm Bureau members. If you're not a member, you can also reach out to the office and they can help you get registered, not only as a Farm Bureau member, but then to get you registered for the conference as well.
Farm Bureau membership, pretty easy?
It is very easy, yes.
Okay, very good. Well, it's interesting to hear the perspective from someone who has benefited from attending this, and now you've been so interested in it that you've become a part of the advisory committee too. So obviously you feel that the information and the opportunities presented through something like this are very valuable.
Yes, I would say, you know, in addition to there's the workshops and the speakers and the tools that you can bring home to the farm, I think for me and Dan, why we've attended so many years in a row is seeing either friends from college or friends that we've meet through the Young Farmers Program. It's a time to catch up for the weekend, just kind of catch up with friends, see what they're up to, and sneak away before the busyness of spring really starts. It's a great opportunity to really kind of get some footings and ready for the 23 growing season as well.
Well, I'm guessing in most industries, networking is pretty important. In my industry, we sometimes bounce ideas off of other owner-operators in other locations before we start to consider certain things, options that we might have. In farming, when you have this network that you build over a period of years, do you lean on that as well, maybe to bounce some ideas around to some folks that you know and trust?
Absolutely. Yeah, we, like I said, we're fortunate to have a great group of friends through the Young Farmers Program that we often are having conversations with them, not just at conference, but throughout the year of like, hey, I might be thinking doing this for our farming operation. Have you ever tried it? Or, you know, if we're looking for a piece of equipment, it might be reaching out to a friend that lives up in Northwest Iowa and being like, hey, I found what I'm looking for at this dealership. Have you ever worked with them before? So it's a great way to be networked and have friends and connections throughout the state. And just knowing that really we're all at a relatively same spot in our life. So we also understand what's going on with young families or young marriages, and just really getting our farming careers or our career in the ag industry off to a great start.
You bet. Well, as long as we still eat, farming is still going to be the most important profession, so we need to give many opportunities for folks to learn and to continue to grow their operations and find some new opportunities that are out there as well. And this, of course, is one of them for the young farmers through this Young Farmer Conference. Again, the dates, January 27th through the 28th, 2023, held at the Iowa Event Center in Des Moines. And Megan, you mentioned they can just contact their local Farm Bureau office to get registered. Is that the normal procedure?
Yes, it is. Yes.
All right, very good. Megan Hansen's been with us here this morning. She and her husband Dan farm in Pottawatomie County, and they're part of the Young Farmer Advisory Committee, helping to put this on, give you some opportunities to learn a little bit more. And you can find out more by going to iowafarmbureau.com as well. Megan, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck with the conference.
Yes, thank you.